Okay. You know, the parashiyot, the summer parashiyos in the cycle of a yeshiva, so some of them lead up to Ben Hazmanim. You know, Ben Hazmanim in yeshivas are normally from around Tisha B'Av until Elul. So parashiyos Devarim often comes out right before, right around Tisha B'Av. So in some of Ben Hazmanim's Sichot, he addresses issues of how to approach Ben Hazmanim. How should a boy approach the break Ben Hazmanim? So here Rav Nemetzal quotes as follows. You know, there's the famous Rashi on the Chumash that we discussed in the Shirim on Baschanan. Every day it should be like new in your eyes. Oh, and we've learned a lot of Torah in the past. We've said Shema in the past. But every day, it's a new piece of Gemara. We should be excited about the new piece of Gemara. Every day it's a new mitzvah of Shema. Oh, how come we're happy? Why do we celebrate at Simchas Torah? Not just because we finished the Torah, because we're starting again, Bereishis. It's not the simcha of leaving, it's the simcha of a pigisha michudeshes im haTorah, a new meeting. You have a new meeting with the Torah. You should be happy about it. Baruch Hashem, I'm starting to learn Torah again. Oh, this is Rav Nemetzal's angle on that pshat and that Rashi. Rav Nemetzal says we find something similar in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us that on Tu B'Av was a big Yom Simcha. Tu B'Av was a Yom Simcha. Why was Tu B'Av a Yom Simcha? So the Gemara says in one place, Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Kaf Aleph, that on Tu B'Av they finished cutting the Eitzim for the Ma'aracha. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash needed every year a lot of wood to burn on the Mizbeach. Now, they would cut the trees in the summer when the trees were dry, because in the winter the wood was moist and wet. And when wood is moist and wet, it's more likely that there are worms inside. It's full of toloim, and that's pasul hamizbeach. That's pasul hamizbeach. So therefore, they would wait for the summer. They'd wait for the wood in the trees to be more dry in the summer, and then they start cutting the wood for the next year. And they finished on Tu B'Av, and they made a simcha. Now there are two pshatim given what the great simcha was. One pshat is al shehishlamnu es hamitzvah. They finished the mitzvah. That's the pshat of the Rashbam. Like when you finish a mesechta, you make a siyum. So they finished the mitzvah, cutting the wood. They made a, there was a yom simcha. That's the Rashbam pshat over there in the Gemara. However, other Rishonim were no. Other Rishonim say shekait pinuyim yoser lelimut Torah. They're more free now to learn. They finished cutting the wood. Now they can learn. Oh, according to the Rashbam, the focus of the mitzvah is in a sense on the past. According to the other Rishonim, the focus is on more the future. Oh, and Taka the Gemara says that from Tu B'Av and on, Yesh L'harbos B'Lima Torah B'Laila. From Tu B'Av and on, you should have more learning. There should be more learning at night. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. So these are the two pshatim in the Gemara. The idea that we finished, and now I'm free to start it. I finished the mitzvah, and now I'm free to start learning some more, to learn more in the future. So Rav Nemetzal writes, that's the way to approach Ben Hazmanim. Ben Hazmanim should be a hachana for Zman Elul. A hachana for Zman Elul. When a person leaves the yeshiva, for a few weeks, so it's hachana for the new one I'm going to have. It's like a bechina of Ashanuchi Mitzafakha Hayom. You want to have an excitement for the new Torah you're going to be learning. And that's why that's the idea of Ben Hazmanim. Not that, oh, I'm free from yeshiva now, but no, the right approach to have is, Baruch Hashem, I finished another Zman. I have that simcha that I finished the whole year of learning, and now I have a new beginning coming, and that's the approach one should have in Ben Hazmanim. Oh, Rav Nemetzal writes, as an aside, you know, during Ben Hazmanim itself, a person is supposed to keep his connection with Torah as well. You know, there are certain mitzvos that you don't have as much in yeshiva. They're there, but not as much. Like kibud av v'aim, chesed, kiddush Hashem for people in the outside world. When you're home for Ben Hazmanim, you should focus more on kibud av v'aim, more on chesed, more on kiddush Hashem shemayim. You want that your parents should be happy that you earned in yeshiva. Your parents should be happy you earned in yeshiva or you earned in seminary. He says He says that whenever you have a chance, you should be mesameach. You should be mechabed. You keep it ava aim besimcha. He says, as a joke, a boy shouldn't come home and say, "Oh, ima, I learned in yeshiva very hard during the year. I'm very tired. I have to sleep now for 3 weeks straight because I learned day and night in yeshiva." Except in parentheses, Reb Mitzal adds, "Except once in a while when I fell asleep during my Rebbe Shir." Anyway. So he says, no, don't do that. Rather, you have to act in a proper way, kibud avim besimcha, so that your parents will be happy you went to yeshiva, you went to seminary, and then they'll send your brother to your sister to yeshiva or seminary. They'll tell their friends about it, tell their neighbors, my son went to yeshiva and he came back just a better boy, a better young man, stronger ben Torah. We're so happy. That's the approach we should have to Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim should be a time to recharge your batteries, to learn more the next year. Looking forward to the future. And it's a time to focus on some mitzvos that are less available during the ordinary yeshiva year. That's our Rebbe Mitzal on Tu B'Av and Bein Hazmanim.